Ladies and gentlemen,
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.
We're now joined on the line with Nico Clenance. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to Breakfast with Friends.
Nico, scams seem to be on the rise. Every other week, I get a WhatsApp message about how you can win a certain supermarket chain's gift vouchers, shopping vouchers to the value of around 2,000 Rand. And, you know, you've got to tell your friends about it and so forth. And I quickly have now learned to see through these things that it's a scam or a form of a scam. There are more scams and more scary scams. Please tell us about your latest experiences.
Okay. Client phoned me yesterday. She got a phone call, and the phone call, the person at the other end knew her ID number and said, "Are you Mrs. X?" And she said, "Yes." And it said, and they then said, "Is this your ID number?" And they read out the ID number, and she said, "Yes." And the next question came, "Which bank do you use?" She said, "I use Standard Bank." And the next question after that was, "In which city are you right now?" And she said, "I'm in Cape Town." And she said, "Well, the bank has noticed that your credit card is being used in Durban. And if you're in Cape Town, that means somebody is using your credit card fraudulently. And we need to block your credit card. So what the bank is going to do now, it's going to send you an SMS, and that SMS is going to have a four-digit number, and we need you to read that number to us so that we confirm we are speaking to the correct person."
Uh-oh.
And sure enough, the four-digit number came through. She read the number out, and they said, "Okay, we are speaking to the correct person. And for us to be able to block the correct card, we need you to read your credit card number to us so that we don't make a mistake." Now, at this point, the alarm bells started going off because they had given her an ID number, but every other bit of information they had managed to get her to give to them. Now, fortunately, my client was in a shopping mall. And she said, "Look, I'm standing opposite a branch of the Standard Bank right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in there and I'm going to hand my phone to them. And you can then explain how you're going to block my credit card for me." And at that point, the call was dropped.
Yeah.
So somebody had managed to get hold of her name, had managed to get hold of her ID number, and on that basis was able to try and scam her out of what would have been a lot of money. Now, my concern is, I do not know why any bank would want to use SMS messages when that is such a weak system. And that opens you up to all kinds of scams. More and more banks are, in fact, now using alternative methods of communicating and make it clear that they will never send you an SMS. And if they do, you never have to give that code that is in the SMS to anybody on the telephone. So my client was extremely fortunate that she happened to be suspicious. It took her a while to click, but hang on, this person, other than my ID number, knows nothing about me and is trying to get me to give them information. And that would have allowed the scam to get started, because I promise you, once she read them the number, they would have asked for the CSV number as well.
Yeah.
So if you are in any way getting calls like this, be careful what you say when you answer the call. So that if somebody phones me and said, "I need to confirm your ID," I say to them, "You tell me what the ID is and I will tell you if that is correct or not." And if they want any information, I say to them, you tell me and I will confirm. And if you're not prepared to do that, then I'm terminating the call because you initiated the call. I did not.
Yeah.
So please be careful out there. They are targeting people, and they're targeting people in older age groups because in many ways we are a lot more trusting and in some cases more naive.
Yeah, exactly. And it goes again to the point of, I wonder if a bank would say, if she had played along and thought, no, well, this must be legitimate, had given the information and then there was fraud on her credit card, whether the bank would have said, well, actually, we're going to, you know, cover that for you. They probably would have had a problem with that.
They would have said, no, they would have said, you gave confidential information out there.
Yeah. Sure. So we have to be absolutely careful. And, you know, if somebody phones you, then say, well, look, can I phone you back maybe? You know, what's, you know, I'll phone my bank and I will verify this, or, you know, really be skeptical with regard to things like that. Nico, thank you so much. That is a warning that we all need to heed. And again, if you get a WhatsApp message or an SMS message that claims that you've won something or that you could win something, take it with a pinch of salt. It could be a scam. Nico, thanks for chatting to us this morning.
Sure. Thank you.
Waking up has never felt this good.
I love the music.
Best music.
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.